Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Hey, that's me. All right, everybody. And boy, we are excited. Mel is back in our studio. The Mel Pearson Show is back, and we are set to go 60 minutes straight of Michigan Tech Hockey Talk here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a very good weekend down in South Bend at Notre Dame, taking on the Fighting Irish, losing a tough one 3-1 on Friday night, coming back with one of their best performances through three periods of play on Saturday night with a 4-2 victory. And with that, the Huskies bumped up into the top 20 for the first time since very early in the season, and hopefully we'll be in that top 20 for the remainder of the year. And welcome back, Coach, and how you doing this morning?
Oh, boy. People should be happy I'm back. I brought this beautiful weather with me, Dick.
That's right.
I heard all I did was snow since I've been gone, but I got back last night, and I think I've been gone since December 14th, something like that, so... But it's good to be back and in the Copper Country, and love the snow, and had some fun moving around last night and yesterday. But no, it's good to be back. You know, we've had a tough grind, and you know, it's nice to finally get home, and now we can focus on getting back into league play, and obviously we got four big home games coming up. So anxious to get those started, but excited to be back.
Are you excited too about getting the guys and yourself back into a regular schedule here with school and practice and everything too?
Without a doubt, and I think that's the toughest part when you go to the GLI, and then when we talked long and hard about whether we should come home for the 3 days and then go back out on the road, but we didn't have school, so we would have had the same dilemma of what do we do to keep them busy. So so we decided just to stay down there, and you know, less travel obviously than coming all the way back and then having to go all the way back down to South Bend. So but no question, you get out of your routine, and hockey players are, you know, they like to get in a routine, and I think it's really good we get back home and then get back in that routine. And we're gonna have to be, you know, ready to play at home. We haven't played for so long, so it's almost like you're starting the season at home all over again. But we'll be ready to go, and it's just nice coming off that last game we did. I know the guys looked good yesterday in practice. We had a short video session, then we went out and did some skill work yesterday just to get them on the ice and get a sweat.
Can we talk a little bit about the Great Lakes Invitational that we didn't get a chance to really chat with you on the air about, you know, a really good game against Michigan, getting to that championship game? And it was really anybody's game to lose. You know, Western played really well there. They didn't make many mistakes and certainly deserved the win as much as we did, but it could have been anybody's game, I thought.
Well, without a doubt. And let me first comment on our fans. I mean, you know, if you just go to that Great Lakes tournament, if you haven't been – And you don't know anything about any of the teams, you just walk in there, excuse me, and you see and listen and watch and hear. It's without a doubt, you'd figure out who the best fans are by far out of those teams, for sure, and maybe in college hockey. Unbelievable fan support, you know, our alumni and our students and the band, and you go right down the list. I mean, I just want to, you know, thank them, you know, wholeheartedly. I mean, when our team walks out on the ice and you hear that, it's an incredible feeling. You know, I experienced it as a player, and I know it means a lot to our players, but I just want to shout out to all our great alumni and our fans in that area that came out and supported us, not only at GLI, but Notre Dame. But without a doubt, I thought we had a good, you know, you have to get in the championship game of the GLI. So that's first and foremost. You have to focus on that game. You know, we practiced on the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, and then you play the 29th. So you've been off 10, 12 days, and all of a sudden the 26th is a tough practice day for us. So, you know, whether it's Western, Michigan State, or Michigan, most of their players, or student-athletes, live in that area. For us, we've got 10, 12 guys flying in from British Columbia, and you never know if they're going to make it there. And even if they do, you know, you've flown all day because of the, especially with the time difference, and then you got to practice on the 26th. So 26th almost a wash. So you get a couple days to skate and then play. It's not an excuse. Our guys showed up and we played, I thought, a real good game against Michigan to get in the final. And that's what you have to do. That's our whole goal. We got to do whatever we can to get in the final, and then we'll go from there. We did a good job. Obviously, Angus did a good job. We found a way to score a couple goals to get in that final game. And then in that game, you're right, Dirk. It was a excuse me, it's a hard-fought game. There wasn't much time and space on the ice against Western Michigan. You know, they're a top 10 team in the pairwise, and you can see why. They've got a lot of talent. It's a very talented team, skate well, physical. Didn't give us much room to play. Now, part of that's them, part of it was us. I just didn't think we skated as well as we could. And there's a lot of, you know, you can make a lot of excuses or a lot of factors to that. But first and foremost, it's the team we're playing against. You know, they've got something to say about it. But having said that, you know, you get into an overtime situation and it's anybody's game at that point. It could, you know, bounce, break, whatever. And they happen to catch one, you know, face off in our zone and we just went behind the net and there's some, you know, bad coverage and somehow they just whacked it and then some finds its way in the net. It's very similar to when we played them a few years ago, you know, from behind the net, you know. And
the outdoor game you're talking about?
Yeah,
right?
The outdoor game we lost to Western. Same type situation. We go into overtime and, you know, I told our team, it's a tough loss. They took it hard, Dirk, too. They took that game harder than the loss, harder than I've seen them take any game at loss at this point in this year, which said a lot. I didn't have to say a lot, which you could see it on their faces. You could see it just in their bodies, how they reacted. And, you know, that was one of their goals to win that tournament. And unfortunately came up just a little bit short, but couldn't be prouder of how we played against, you know, like I said, an excellent hockey team that dismantled Michigan State the night before. And that will do really well. They play Denver this weekend, so we'll see how they do there. But like I said, all you can do is get in that final game and take your chances.
If we played Western 10 times, this one of those things, do you think it'd be like 5-5 or 6-4, really even all the way there? It just seems like a team that we could play with every game, and if we had our best lineup in there or we were feeling our best, we would come away with a few wins against
them.
Oh,
no question. I mean, you put Brent Baltus and you put Dylan Stamen and you put Mitch Reinke in that game, and that changes the whole complexion of your lineup and some things. And taking away nothing from the players who played, and we have depth, and those guys are doing a good job. I mean, we've been out with those, especially the two forwards, for a long time now. And then without having Mitch in the lineup, what it does is you take Liebringer, who's been very effective as a forward, and puts him back on defense. And Lives is a real energy guy, you know, and six goals up front. So it's almost like you're without three really talented forwards. So, you know, but no question. I think we'd have a real good series with them. And Coach Murray and Andy Murray and I talked about, you know, trying to, you know, get something on the schedule. I enjoy the way they play. They've changed sort of their style. I mean, before they used to be a lot more physical, maybe not as skilled, and now they've transitioned to a skill skating team. They're still physical, but you know, I think they're more interested in the speed and skill now. That's the way the game's going. So I think it'd be a great series, great team to get on our schedule. So we're going to try and hammer that out hopefully sometime here in the future.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this past weekend, Coach. I thought it was a fun weekend. You know, you're playing a really good team, and Coach Jeff Jackson's squad out there ranked 12th in the nation. Friday night's game seemed a little, not that we were off at all, but how just kind of showed how good Notre Dame was, I guess.
Well, and to give you an idea, everything's, you know, face-offs are so important, and they really, that might have been our worst night in face-offs. And what face-offs do when you lose them, it's a possession thing, and so they won the majority of the face-offs, and they have possession of the puck, so now we're chasing the game a little bit. We're playing without it more than we want to, and I know Jake Evans, one of their players, did a real nice job. He, I think, is 18-10 on faceoffs.
28 faceoffs. I mean, you don't see that. You see, I always have a big guy, a faceoff guy like Mike Neville is for us, but you don't see usually that lopsided, do you?
No, and they put him out, I think, almost every defensive zone faceoff. So, but he did a good job. So, you know, we were chasing the game a little bit, and we talked about that. But having said that, you know, I thought, you know, we got off to a pretty good start the first period. You know, the first few shifts we were ready to go, and then we got away from our game a little bit. And then the second period, the penalties started, and that there was real no flow to the game. It was a tough game to play and to get everybody involved. And that's one thing I think that when we play a team like Notre Dame, they've got pretty good depth. But still, I think as you go down.